Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some of our letters and sounds. I'm excited to start, but I just need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's begin. Write your name in pencil at the top of your page, and don't be sloppy. We need to be able to read your name and see who you are. Okay. When you are finished, you can put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a little bit. We're going to color first. At the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. I'm going to ask you to look for something that begins with a certain sound. We're going to see if we can find it. So look at the top of your page, and can you find something in our picture that begins with this sound? B, b, b. Do you see it? There are two of them. Balls. Yes, there are two of them. Boys and girls, there's a ball by some grass, and then there's a ball by the ladder. Let's color the ball by the grass blue. Find your blue crayon. And the ball that's by the grass, start coloring that ball blue. It's by a patch of grass. Color that ball blue. Ball begins with the letter B. B, ball, b. B, ball, b. Blue also begins with the letter B. B, ball. I'm sorry, B, blue, b. We have a blue ball. Both of those words begin with the letter B. B, blue, b. B, ball, b. I finished coloring the ball by the patch of grass blue, so I'm going to put my blue crayon down. Take a couple of more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now let's color the ball by the ladder red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color the ball by the ladder red. Red does not begin the same way as blue. Blue begins with the letter B, just like ball, but red does not. It doesn't fit red. Nope. So ball, ball, and blue both begin with the letter B. Okay, that ball, the red one, is a little bit smaller. So that didn't take me hardly any time at all to color that. I'm going to put my crayon down. Take a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Can you find something in our picture that begins with the sound? It's a little tricky if you don't know the name of it. It's the seesaw. It's the teeter-totter. Have you ever been on one? There's two kids on it. Do you see it in the picture? They're facing one another. You push on one of you pushes off the ground, and that means the other one goes up in the air, and then you seesaw back and forth, and you take turns. One person's in the air, and then one person's on the ground, and then one person's on the air, one person's on. They're super fun if you've never been on a seesaw. So we're going to color the seesaw, what they're sitting on, brown. So find your brown crayon, and let's color the seesaw, what they're sitting on, brown. Seesaw begins with the letter S. Seesaw. S, C, saw, S. S, C, saw, S. Seesaws are fun. Boys and girls, I got to go on one this summer with my mom and my niece and my sister because each side had a spot for two people. So you could have two people on each side. I have to tell you, I laughed and laughed and laughed. It was super fun. If you ever get a chance to go on a seesaw, you should try it. Our playground at my school doesn't have a seesaw. Does yours? because I will be very jealous if it does. Seesaw begins with S. It's also like, hey, I see you, or I saw you. Seesaw. Yep. I love a seesaw. Seesaw begins differently than ball. Ball begins with B, and seesaw begins with S. All right, let's put down our brown crayons. Finish or not? 3, 2, 1. Can you find something in our picture that begins with G? G. G. Do you see? There are some patches of it here and there. Grass. Do you see all the grass? I see some patches of grass. If I count the little patches of grass, like the one next to the ball, if you look for those, let's count them. The one like next to the ball, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's color those green, the patches of grass green. Go ahead. We're going to color all 5 of them green. Grass begins with G. G, grass, G. G, grass, G. And green begins with G. G, green, G. It's green, grass. Grass and green both begin the same way. Green, grass. And we are coloring 5 patches of the green grass. There is some grass under the seesaw, but we're going to leave that alone. And there's some green grass under the monkey bars, but we're going to leave that alone too. We're just coloring the 5 patches of grass on our page. When you're finished coloring the 5 patches of grass, go ahead and put your green crayon down, but you've still got some time. So G is the G sound, and that is for grass and green, and it's different from B, ball, and it's different from S, seesaw. All right, take 3 more seconds. Finished or not? 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, can you find something in our picture that begins with the mmm sound? Mmm. Do you see the monkey bars? The boy is hanging from them. Those are monkey bars you cross across. Let's color the monkey bars, both ladders and the part across the top that he's hanging from. Let's color the whole thing, all the monkey bars, yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon, and let's color the monkey bars yellow. So monkey bars begins with the letter M. Monkey, M. M, monkey, M. M, monkey, M. Monkey bars begins with the letter M. So does moon. Moon. So does my. My. When I was in first grade, back when I was a little girl, I had monkey bars in my backyard and I fell off of them. And guess what happened? I broke my arm. It's true. I broke my arm. I landed on my arm the wrong way. I loved monkey bars, though. So as soon as I got my cast off, I started getting right back on those monkey bars, and nothing ever happened to me again. I love the monkey bars. You know, it's really good exercise for your arms especially. So monkey bars begins with M. So we have B, ball. What sound does B make? B. What sound does the seesaw, the S in seesaw make? S. What sound does G make for grass? G. And last one, the M in monkey bars makes what sound? Mmm. All right. Those monkey bars were kind of big, so I'll give you a few more seconds because we colored all of it, all of the monkey bars. Take 8 more seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and done. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Look at number 1, boys and girls. There is a letter next to number 1 at the bottom of your page. It's a capital. We can also call it an uppercase. What letter is that? Yes, it's a B. Let's trace it. Trace capital B. B, B. And then scoot across and trace the lowercase b. B, B. And then scoot across. There's a blank line. Stop. Hold it. Wait. I'm going to tell you what kind of B to write. Ready? Please make a capital B. Make a capital B. Just one. That's all we've got room for. Just one. Scoot across to number 2. What capital letter is next to number 2? G. Go ahead and trace it. G, G. And then trace the lowercase g. G, G. And we're going to write a G. Hold it. I'll tell you what kind. Ready? Write a lowercase g. Lowercase g. Just one. Number 3. What letter is next to number 3? It's a capital M. You got it. Trace it. M, M. Trace lowercase m. M, M. Scoot over. We're going to write our own M. Hang on. I'll tell you which kind. Ready? Write capital M. Capital M. Just one. Just one. Number 4. What letter is next to number 4? That's a capital S. Please trace it. S. Trace the lowercase s. S. And the last one that I need you to write by yourself is a lowercase s. Lowercase s. Just one time. You can actually put your pencil down. We're going to use colors for number 5. I really want to see if you're listening. Number 5, just with your finger, can you look at all the dark letters across number 5? And can you find capital G? Capital G. When you find capital G, put your finger on it. And then can you circle capital G with your yellow crayon. Circle capital G with your yellow crayon. Okay, stay on number 5. Look at all those letters again. Can you find capital B? B. Capital B. B. When you find it, put your finger on it. Now find your green crayon and circle capital B with your green crayon. Circle capital B with your green crayon. Stay on number 5. Search and find lowercase s. Lowercase s. When you find it, put your finger on it. Let's circle that with our red crayon. Find your red crayon and circle lowercase s. Last one. Search and find capital M. Search and find capital M. When you find it, put your finger on it. Let's circle it with our blue crayon. Circle capital M with your blue crayon. Here we go. We're on number 6. You're going to see some pictures. You'll need your pencil for this part. We're going to do a little bit of writing. For number 6, the very first picture is gate. What letter should we write for the beginning sound in gate? G, g, gate. G, you got it. All right, write the letter G next to the gate. The next picture is sandwich. Sandwich. What letter should we write for the beginning sound in sandwich? S. Yes, you got it. Our next picture is basket. B, b, basket. What letter did you write? Me too. You should have the letter B for b, basket. And our last picture is magnet. M, m, magnet. What letter did you write for magnet? M, me to, hey, we did it. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.